morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever part of the day that you are tuning in, welcome to a new episode of the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. I am your host, Nate Boogie. First of all, I got to set it out right. Of course, you can hit me up, 773-234-5078. You can call that number, you can text that number, whichever you prefer. Also, you can email me at theboogie300@gmail.com. Of course, you know, I'm always social networking. Hit me up, facebook.com/IamNateBoogie, or you can just tweet at me, @NateBoogie or @Boogie300. And as usual, I have a great show lined up for you. I want to talk about Whitney Houston. I want to finally let her rest in peace. But before we do that, I want to talk about the whole funeral and the whole ceremony and all the stuff that went on that particular day. Also, MTV has released its top 10 hottest MCs in the game list. I want to see if you agree with the list. Do you like it or not? What do you classify it as? Also, my man Allen Iverson. Stubbornness only leads to one thing. It doesn't matter how rich or how poor you are. Find out more what I'm talking about when I come back. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Let's go! Jay-Z would talk that talk. Anyways, what up, y'all? Nate Boogie right here. It's the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Hit me up, 773-234-5078. And, of course, you can tweet at me, @NateBoogie, or @Boogie300. Tell me if you like the show. Tell me if you hate the show. tell me something. I'm always open to constructive criticism. We trying to make this the best hip-hop show, entertainment show ever. It's as simple as that. Now, back into the news. Of course, we all know Miss Whitney Houston was finally laid to rest this past weekend. Thankfully, now she can rest in peace. All the hoopla, all the talk, all the statements being given, they can all be put to rest, you know, and I hope she can finally rest in peace. Now, on into the funeral, which I observed when I woke up Saturday morning. I'm not a big funeral person. Not that I know anybody that is a real big funeral person, but I really am not a funeral person. And me in a positive attitude that I like when I wake up in the morning, waking up watching a funeral just wasn't, it didn't mesh well with me. Not to mention, I really just didn't want to see the funeral. But, you know, just based on what I heard it was a bunch of stuff that didn't need to take place, i.e. the situation with Bobby Brown and not allowing him to sit on the front row with the family and not sit with his daughter. And it was just a bunch of mess from what I heard. And I thought it was very shallow of the family to even treat him that way, because regardless of what they want to think or who they want to blame, Whitney Houston loved her some Bobby Brown, and Bobby Brown loved her, loved him some Whitney Houston. And regardless of if they divorced or whatever, those two loved each other genuinely, you know, and there's nothing that can separate that. Not even after death, he'll always love that woman and she will have always loved him. So I think all they did was tarnish her memory that much more. And I hate the way that people have treated Whitney, you know, leading up to her death and since her death. You know, it's nobody talks about the good anymore. It's this, she did this, she did that, she did this. Well, let's talk about the awards. Let's talk about the almost 500 awards that she won, the almost 600 awards she was nominated for. Let's talk about that. You know, let's talk about a person's good memories, as opposed to always wanting to bring out the bad and the negative. I don't care if it does make good news. Take the high road for a chance. That's all I'm saying. As simple as that. Rest in peace, Whitney Houston. You'll always be loved over here by Nate Boogie and the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. It's as simple as that. Now, with that being said, step down for a little bit, get back into some music, and when I come back, I'm going to talk about MTV releasing the top 10 hottest MCs list. I'm going to break it down 10 through 1. Let me see if you agree with it, if you disagree with it. Keep it locked right here. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show.
Regardless of how it goes down, life goes on. Am I right?
On the way we shed some tears, every day we sacrificed, so we could be standing here. Oh, what a hell of a life, been winning so many years, and the future is bright. Now it's very clear that we gon' be rich forever.
I remember being blind to it, till the day I put my mind to it. Pen and pad on the dresser for me to fine tune it. I sat in the corner, made up my mind, do it. Def Jam on my heels, should I sign to it? $1 million advance for me to rhyme fluent. Every day I'm hustling, on every corner booming. Back of the Phantom, couldn't fathom I was such a student. Grandfather deal for the Godfather. Lucian Grange from the ghetto, I follow God's orders. And he told me I was rich forever. Then he showed me I was rich forever. They call me Mr. Roberts when I'm in the bank. Digits like the Dodgers when it come to Franks. Flossing out in Compton like I got a cape. Rosemo tried to fight it, but barely niggas fade. White sheet, yellow tape, where your dogs at? Count a million cash, can you blog that? Me and niggas, you tight, never exchange numbers. Wanna conversate and steal game from us. See the watch, now you wanna know the name of it. Never playing, so I went and got the frame flooded. Cartier, Hublot, I can name a dozen. Your shit pushed back cause it ain't buzzing. Now these thugs actors all of a sudden. Niggas hustle backwards all of a sudden. Can't talk snow where the south at. Your man got murked, but you squashed that. Hope you know what we call that. I think you know just what we call that. All you pussy boys fall back. Big face, rolling rose gold, cost 40. Platinum 21, it's time to go and spoil shorty. You only live once, I'm screaming yellow in the V-I. Time fly fast, ballin' with my nigga T.I. Ciroc, no glass, smiling women in my presence. Tall supermodels always fall in my possession. Atlanta housewives taking pictures in my section. But I only got a thing for young bitches with aggression. Show me that affection that a D-boy craves. Rich forever in my D-boy ways. So dope, blue jeans, new J's. So dope by any means all day.
Been winning so many years, and the future is bright. Now it's very clear that we gon' be rich forever and ever and ever. Oh, 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 oh. We gon' be rich forever.
$100 million ain't enough. Got 100 women, gotta deal with it, love. Worth 40 M's, is he still dealing drugs? Cigarettes, speedboats, but he still with the thugs. Club live Louis shots on a Sunday. Brandon even be legit one day. Order some more bottles, cause I'm on one. I know a pussy wet, and she wanna come. She wanna come, maybe come over. Stop dealing with them niggas, you need one soldier. Keep you as my bitch forever. Cause you know a nigga rich forever. Rich forever.
Been waiting so many years, and the future is bright. Now it's very clear that we gon' be rich forever and ever and ever. Oh, 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 we gon' be rich forever. All the way we shed some tears, every day we sacrifice.
And welcome back to the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. That's the big homie Rick Ross featuring John Legend with Rich Forever. Straight off his Rich Forever mixtape. If you haven't downloaded that, you need to go do so. Bumping album. Anyways, while we're on the subject of Rick Ross, MTV just recently released its top 10 hottest MCs list. I think it's the seventh annual list that they've done. And who else is on top other than Ricky Rosé himself, the boss? Now, this list comes out every year, raises a lot of controversy because a lot of people have their, you know, their various opinions on artists and how they're being judged, you know, because it's always like that question of who judges the judges, you know, type thing. And what are artists being judged on? Is it lyrics? Is it hits? Is it money that they've made? Is it shows that they put on? Is it performance? Is it all of them combined? You know, and if that's the case, the list could go several different ways. Of course, I've told you Rick Ross is number one on the list, top of the list. Starting at number 10, Rick Ross's artist Wale was at number 10, which I rightfully agree. Wale not only has put out an excellent product this past year, but he's put out a lot of excellent product prior to, you know, he's just finally getting that notoriety that he, in my eyes, he really deserves. Number 9, Wiz Khalifa. I guess at number 9, I would actually put Wale above that, but that's just me. At number 8, we got Big Sean. Okay, pretty solid year. Can't be mad at that. Number 7, Meek Mill. Now, I will put Meek Mill at number 10, honestly, you know. He put out a nice album, yeah. Just number 10, long story short. Number 6, Jay-Z. Now, this is where a lot of the controversy got raised about Jay-Z. It's like, wait a minute, you know. But that's one of those things when I was talking about, you know, how are they being judged on? Is it hits or lyrics or, you know, whatever it's being judged on. However, could have been done just for ratings, just to get your attention, to get you to tune in to see who the top 5 are. Which, number 5... Lil Wayne, Young Money, Cash Money, Yeah, okay. Number four, Nicki Minaj. Number three, Kanye West. Number two, Drake. So you be the judge. Hit me up, 773-234-5078. Let me know what you think about it. Leave your message, text me, whatever it is, or you can just email me at theboogie300@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about the list. Do you agree with it? Do you disagree with it? I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. And when I come back, we're going to talk about the homie Allen Iverson, pro athletes, their egos, and how they kind of shoot themselves in the foot. But without further ado, I want to go ahead and play this week's Fresh Take artist. It's the big homie 100 Grand representing Brooklyn, New York, with his hit single, Don't Say Nothing, right here on the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show.
Yeah, it's 100 Grand. I mean, if you proud to be from NY, I'ma need y'all to raise one hand in the sky. But if you ain't getting it like you already got it, you probably can't relate to this one. Lean, I got you, homie.
If you're about that money, let me hear you say something. You've been on the grind and you out here hustling. So when you stacking that paper, tell them haters, don't say nothing. Nah, just let me shine. You should do you, cause I'ma be fine. Say nothing, don't say nothing, don't say
look,
nothing.
They said my president is black. Well, I could give a fuck about that. You got these young kids in the hood running round strapped. And Jay wanna make a song about killing auto tune. Won't you make a song about killing crack? But nah, that would probably take away your stacks. Like Riot Squad, rest in peace, Stash. I'ma resurrect your flow, I'll bring it back. Shouts out the drip, that's real rap. He ain't running around faking a funk like you cats. You YouTube gangsta. World star wanksters, I bet you niggas getting sick of me, ain't ya? I'm all about the paper, I'm something like Staples. I do it big, God, I'm watching me, no cable. I'm rolling with the big gunners like I knew Cable. Now everywhere I go, they holler at me for them pesos. What's a recession? That ain't in my vocab. Take a hike, run along with your broke ass. I'm getting money over here like Kolak. And when I get on, trust I'ma get back. Every nigga living in a ghetto, we're Queen Jet. Matter of fact, fuck yeah, where Brooklyn at? Where Harlem at? Where the Bronx at? Damn, man, why you do them like that? Fall back, I got the whole NY on my back.
If about that money, let me hear you say something. You been on the grind and you out here hustling. So when you stacking that paper, tell them haters, don't say nothing. Nah, just let me shine. You should do you, cause I'ma be fine. Say nothing, don't say nothing.
Come on,
don't say nothing.
I told my mama,
no.
Don't cry, wipe your eyes. I'll be back with a deal soon. I'ma have you living in a mansion with 20 rooms. And to my people in the struggle, I got you. Cause if Barack can make change, why can't you? And you, and you, and you. I'ma have to bring us all together like Big Mama Soul Food. But these niggas wildin' out like Lem. That's why I gotta go hard and spit it like phlegm. So run and tell them I put on bread grin for my whole damn city. I'ma run it like Diddy, I get busy like Weezy. I'll be aiming for a milli. If they kill me, they can't kill me, cause I got my God with me. Take my life, you gon' have to die with me. So ride with me, yo, come and get fly with me. Before I have to do you niggas like 50, I got that Biggie, Tupac, J and Nas.
If you got that money, let me hear you say something. You been on the grind and you out here hustling. So when you stacking that paper, tell them haters, don't say nothing. Nah, just let me shine. You should do you, cause I'ma be fine. Don't say nothing, don't say nothing,
don't say nothing.
Nah.
That was this week's Fresh Take Artist of the Week. His name is 100 Grand, representing Brooklyn, New York. That's his new single with Don't Say Nothing. Shout out to the homie. Hey, if you're looking to get exposure, you got some hot music, you a hip-hop or R&B artist, submit your music today and a bio to theboogie300@gmail.com. Make sure you put Fresh Take in the subject line or it won't be listened to. Don't send me any links. I'm not clicking on any links. I want your MP3s right there in my mailbox. That's all I need to see. Anyways, as you know, I'm Nate Boogie. This is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Of course, you can hit me up 773-234 5078. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. Follow me personally at Nate Boogie, or follow us at Boogie300. Now, I'm going to get into this last section. Not a real lot to do with hip hop, but more so a hip hop athlete, should I say. Allen Iverson. We all remember Allen Iverson. Came on the scene, cornrows, the chains, everything. I mean, really brought hip hop to the NBA back in his time. Well, if you haven't heard, Allen Iverson, basically, it seems like he's gone for broke. You know, spent up a large portion of his money, owes a lot of people, and his stubborn ways have gotten in his way. I guess you could call it foolish pride, because he's gotten contracts to play for the Memphis Grizzlies, but he didn't want to come off the bench. He felt like he should be starting, which, you're not a starter anymore. You're not the same Allen Iverson that came in the league, you know, fast, quick, strong, whatever you were back then. You're not that anymore. So he actually had an opportunity to play for the Los Angeles Lakers, but the Lakers wanted him to play in the developmental league for a little bit, just to, you know, get back in the groove of things. He wasn't feeling that either, so the Lakers threw the deuces up at him. And I guess my whole point is, it's like, quit thinking that you're bigger than the game. You're not. You're merely a pawn in the game. You know, you're an athlete. That's all you're paid to do, is be an athlete. But, you know, on a skills level, you're not the same person that you are anymore. You got to take what you can get these days. You know, and if you are, or you feel like you're still that same person, then show us. But you have to play by the rules, pimp. It's as simple as that. It's as easy as that. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and close this episode. I enjoy riding with you, as I do each and every week. If you're listening to me for the first time, continue to listen. If you listen to me every week, continue to listen. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend. It's all about Boogie300.com. Shout out to my lovely daughter, Lil Boogie. I love you. Shout out to my writers. Tip Tip, make sure you follow her on Twitter at Tip_Soul_Fly. Also, shout out to my other writer, Miss Kiosha. Make sure you follow her on Twitter at I'm Just Key. And shout out to my Fresh Take Artist of the Week, 100 Grant, representing Brooklyn, New York. Y'all have a safe and prosperous week. Live every day at 100 miles an hour. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show, and I'm out. Peace.